This update brought to you by M3 Wireless and M3 Fiber, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans starting at $30 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. On Friday, a routine traffic stop initiated by a Tuscola County Sheriff's deputy escalated into a significant arrest, challenging the officer's instincts and resulting in the apprehension of a wanted individual. Sheriff Deputy Jonathan Martin halted a vehicle at the junction of Sheridan Road and Swaffer Road just after 7 p.m. on April 19th. Upon discovering that the passenger in the vehicle had an outstanding warrant, Deputy Martin directed the individual to exit the vehicle. During this encounter, Deputy Martin noticed a handgun holster on the passenger's hip and inquired about the presence of a firearm, prompting him to detain the individual due to suspicious behavior. A subsequent search of the vehicle revealed an unregistered handgun concealed beneath the passenger seat, along with a substantial quantity of methamphetamine. Consequently, the individual was arrested on multiple charges, including possession of methamphetamine, felony firearm possession, carrying a concealed weapon in an automobile, and possession of an unregistered firearm. In honor of Child Abuse Prevention Month, communities from three local counties recently gathered for the annual pinwheel planting ceremony at the courtyard of the Huron County building. This symbolic event, dedicated to securing a brighter future for children, saw volunteers planting bright blue pinwheels. Caitlin Stone Weber, future director of the Children Advocacy Centers of Can Council, reflected on the significance of the ceremony, stating, "The bright blue pinwheels, nationally recognized symbols of child abuse prevention, signify the promise of a brighter future for every child. Each pinwheel planted was not merely decorative, but a testament to our unwavering commitment to advocate for the rights and well-being of every child." Sharon Norman, CAN Council Prevention Coordinator, emphasized the ceremony's role in sparking essential conversations about child abuse prevalence, early intervention, and support resources. "This month, and every month, let's pledge to be the advocates for change, the voices for the voiceless, and the hands that build a future where every child is treasured, protected, and loved," Norman remarked during the Huron County Pinwheel Planting Ceremony for Child Abuse Prevention Month. To read more, visit this article on thumbnet.net. And we will be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Are you looking for a faster, more reliable internet connection? M3 Wireless has expanded again with new towers in Linwood, Pinconning, Kilcullen, Bay City, Essexville, and Munger. This is Trista. Why choose M3 Wireless? Because our speeds are true speeds, not up to speeds. Call M3 Wireless for the fastest, most reliable, most affordable internet connection. If you live in Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, or Tuscola counties, you owe it to yourself to call M3 Wireless for the best internet connection for your home or business. Plans start at just $50 a month. These prices include taxes and fees. So if your plan is $50 per month, you pay $50 per month. And no add-on charges. Even though the ACP low income program is ending, our M3 Wireless low income plans will stay the same at just $40 per month for qualified customers. These are lock-in rates, which means sign up now and the rates will never go up. Plus, receive free installation when you sign a one-year contract. Call M3 Wireless today at 989-269-2306 or go online at m3isp.com. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in Eastern Michigan.
Investigators in Michigan need more time to collect information before charges are filed in the deaths of two young siblings who were killed by a suspected drunken driver at a birthday party. The Monroe County prosecutor says he anticipates charges Tuesday. A 66-year-old woman drove into the Swan Creek Boat Club in Berlin Township, killing an 8-year-old girl and her 5-year-old brother at a Saturday birthday party attended by children and parents. Another sibling was among the others with severe injuries. there was no update on their conditions today. A top concern for local election workers throughout the country this year is their own safety. A group formed after the 2020 presidential election is traveling the country, helping them prepare for what could lie ahead and making sure they are connected to local law enforcement. The Associated Press was granted rare access to one recent session in northern Michigan. The threats and harassment stem from the false claims made repeatedly by former President Donald Trump since his loss in 2020. He has already been attacking some election officials this year. The drumbeat has contributed to an exodus of local election directors across the country. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. This update brought to you by M3 Wireless and M3 Fiber, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans starting at $30 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. And weather-wise, here at the station in Bad Axe, the temperature currently is 61 degrees. Wind speeds from the southwest at 15 miles per hour, gusting to 24 miles per hour. And the humidity is at 26%.